Eish, they were on the bottom of them, involved in the base. Eish, they, lechem haponim, necha letisha, la sora ula chadasar. Lechem haponim was baked Erev Shabbos, and it was put on the shulchan on Shabbos, and it stayed on the shulchan the whole Shabbos, and it was eaten the next Shabbos. So it's normally eaten on the ninth day after it's baked. Baked on Friday and eaten the following Shabbos. Or sometimes, Sirashi, Nechalatisha Liom Chile Afiyoso, the ninth day after it's baked. Nefaber of Shabbos. Nefaber Erev Shabbos, it's baked. The Erev, the first Shabbos. Misagrinosa Lamacha, they put it on the Shulchan the next day on Shabbos. Well, the Shabbos Habar Misalkinosa. And the next Shabbos they take it off. Harihunechel, the Shabbos Habar, Liom Chili Afiyoso. So, in normal situations, it's eaten on the ninth day after it's baked. Okay? So it can be eaten, but there's situations where the time that it is eaten is 10 days after it's baked, or 11 days after. No pachas liyosu. It can't be more, it can't be less. Ketzad, kedarko letisha. Nefa berev Shabbos, necha b'Shabbos letisha. Normally, like we said, it's baked erev Shabbos, and eaten the following Shabbos is 9 days. Chol yantif liyos berev Shabbos. If yantif is Friday, then it has to be baked on Thursday. So nocha l'Shabbos v'asorim. So it's eaten the next Shabbos 10 days later. Shnei yomim tovim Rosh Hashanah. If Rosh Hashanah is Thursday and Friday, so you can't bake it on Thursday either. You have to bake it on Wednesday. So then the lechem haponim is baked on Wednesday and eaten the following Shabbos is 11 days. Nocha l'Shabbos l'achadasar. The fish ain't udoch lois haShabbos v'lois hayontif. Lechem haponim is not doch and not Shabbos and not yontif. So now the Gemara says, the Iyamra Sorchi Shabbos Masim Biyontif, if you hold that what's it called? Rabba Shetar of Chista, right? I hold of Hoil. You don't hold of Hoil. Yeah, that's right. Right. Rabba Chista says, I don't hold of Hoil, and Rabba holds of Hoil. So, Rav Chista, how does he hold that if he doesn't hold of Hoil, right, then how do you bake from Friday to Shabbos? When it's Friday, it's Yontif. Lechara, what's it called, you can't say because you're baking in such a way that Orchin can come, and therefore it's Mutter. Lechara, even if Orchin can come, but your intention is to bake for Shabbos, it's awesome. So what does Rav Chista say? Rav Chista says that what you call the reason that you're allowed to bake from Yontif to Shabbos is because Tzorech Yontif are done on Shabbos. Shabbos is, it's all one Kedusha. So you can bake from Yontif to Shabbos, L'chatchila. The Rabbanan answered it because we're afraid if we let you bake from Yontif to Shabbos, you'll come to bake from Yontif to Chol, to cook from Yontif to Chol. So they made, you have to have a heker of Eruvei Tavshilin. But Me'ikar Adin, you can prepare on Yontif for Shabbos. If that's the case, what are you preparing for now? You're preparing the Lechem Haponim for the following Shabbos. So it's Yontif preparing for Shabbos. The Chara, that's Mutter. And when don't they make a Shavuos? When do they make a Shavuos, make a Gzeret Rabbanon? That's only when it's what's it called, when it's not in the Beis HaMikdash. But in the Beis HaMikdash, there's no Yisurei Shavuos. So it should be mutter to make the lechem haponim on Yontif for the sake of the next Shabbos. That's how Rashi learns. Right? The I amr sarchi Shabbos nasim b'yontif amal lo dochi Yontif. Why can't you make the lechem haponim on Yontif? It's Yontif for the sake of Shabbos. Amar lei shvus krova hitiru shvus v'choka lo hitiru. Even the Beis HaMikdash, they only were matir a shvus of that day. We're afraid that you'll do something wrong. That day, they weren't mocking. But a shvus rechoka, to let you do something today, for the sake of some other day, that they didn't let you do. See Rashi. Chol Yantip Erev Shabbos, v'lo ha'yuchol m'lafos dober shalol tzorich Yantip. If Yantip fell on Erev Shabbos, they couldn't bake the lechem upon him, it wasn't the tzorich Yantip. V'afu m'erev Yantip, so they had to bake it on Thursday. Shehu chamishi b'Shabbos. Nimtza nechal v'Shabbos shviya d'haynu basor. So then it was eaten on the 10th day, which was the second Shabbos. Shnei Yomi Tov m'shorosh Hashana, cholu b'chamishi b'shishi. If Rosh Hashanah fell on Thursday and Friday, to go Shabbo Edom and Amincha Lamala, how is it possible to have 2 days Rosh Hashanah in the Beis Hamikdash? So it's possible like this. If the Edom came after Mincha, so Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a Takana, or before Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, they made a Takana that they wouldn't be Makabel the Edom, but they always made the first day possible to be Rosh Hashanah Kodesh, just in case Edom would come the next day. In other words, on the 30th day from Elul, that was the first day that was possible to be Aleph Tishrei. So every year, the 30th day of Elul, when it came in, they made it as if it's Rosh Hashanah, just in case. They didn't know if the witnesses were going to come the next day or not. If the witnesses came the next day before Mincha, they accepted them, and that day was Rosh Hashanah, the next day was Chol. But because a Maisa happened in the Beis Hamikdash, that once the witnesses came very late and they ruined the whole Korban Musaf, the shear that they said the wrong shear, so therefore they made a Takana, that if the witnesses came before Mincha, they makabel them, they make that day Rosh Hashanah, and that's it. If the witnesses came after Mincha, they weren't makabel the witnesses anymore. And Dazen has that power. But they kept that day, they finished it off the Kedusha anyway, so people shouldn't say, well, last year we started this day as Kodesh, and then it wasn't Kodesh, so we're not going to keep it this year, and that year the Edom would come on that day. So then the 30th from Elul and the 31st were Kodesh. 2 days Rosh Hashanah. And even though they kept the first day as Rosh Hashanah, they didn't count the Moadim from that first day. They counted from the second day. Because really the second day was Rosh Hashanah. The first day came out, wasn't Rosh Hashanah. They weren't Makabel the Edom. They just kept that day at Kedusha that he shouldn't have a problem in the future. So the first day was only Durabanan. The second day was Dioraisa. And from the second day they counted the Moadim. We'll see 1 second what the Nafkamina is. So that halacha is Kegon Shabo Edom and Amincha Lamala, Tishna Nargim also Ayom Kodesh, Ulamachar Kodesh. Then, even in the Beis Hamikdash, they kept 2 days Rosh Hashanah. The first day and the second day. Except it's different than our first day and second day, because our first day is Min HaTorah. The second day is the Rabbanan. Their first day was the Rabbanan, and the second day was Min HaTorah. So, Nefer B'Raviv Shabbos, in such a situation, it's not Docha, Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah, even the Rabbanan one. And therefore, you have to bake it on Wednesday, which means it's going to be eaten on the 11th day from when it was baked. The Chora, that Shabbos is going to be, what's it called, Yom Kippur. Right? Because 10 days from the first day of Rosh Hashanah is Yom Kippur. So if this is the 11th day from Erev Rosh Hashanah, it's the 10th day from the first day of Rosh Hashanah. He says, no, it's not going to be Yom Kippur. To show you, boy, made him lacher a mincha. Are you osin elu meuber? Umonim yom sheni. Even though they kept the first day kodesh, but the second day was the ikar day of Rosh Hashanah, because that's the day they were makabel the Edom. So they didn't count Yom Kippur from the first day; they counted it from the second day. So this is erev Yom Kippur. Can amin and shlul hayu makabnas Edom the kodesh bo biyom? Elam came boy and kodesh a mincha. They weren't makabel the Edom unless they came before mincha. When they came after Mincha, they finished off that day B'Kedusha, and they kept the next day as the real Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, what was the problem? So it's Yom Kippur, but then you can't eat the Lechem Aponim. So, what's it called? What, you couldn't bake it, what's it called, to eat it the next Shabbos. The next Shabbos you can't eat it. Elamayah, the next Shabbos you could eat it. It's not Yom Kippur. Inami, even if it would be Yom Kippur, Rashi says, have a Yom Tzal, Motziyach Lelursa. You can eat it Motzi Yom Kippur. Because the Lechem Aponim is eaten, what's it called, a day and a night. So you still are baking it to eat it the next Shabbos, except not on Shabbos, on Motzei Shabbos. Davi Nechol Yom V'Layla. V'Kodshim Layla Olechas Achrayom. V'Kodshim, the night follows the day. So anything you could eat that day, you could eat the night following it. Ushnei Yomim Tovim Rosh Hashanah Daska Nogat. Why did it say any Yontif that had 2 days? Daska Rosh Hashanah. The Bizman Lechem Aponim Lo Ushnei Yomim Tovim Shogolius. Because in the time of Lechem Aponim, there was never 2 days Yontif. Right? So they asked, the Tzlach asks, and this Rashi, it's mashma, that later on there were 2 days Yontif. We're talking about the Beis HaMikdash. There never was 2 days Yontif in Eretz Yisrael. Surely not in the Beis HaMikdash, except Rosh Hashanah. But every other Yontif never could be 2 days Yontif in the Beis HaMikdash. Mashma from Rashi, that sometime after the Beis HaMikdash, it could be 2 days Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, right? Even in the Beis HaMikdash, not Rosh Hashanah. So the Tzlach asks his question, doesn't give an answer. And the Chassam Sofer says he said when he was a youngster, this an answer in front of the Tzlach, which the Tzlach liked. And the answer was that it's possible that if Rov Gedolei Yisrael are in Chutz Laretz, then you're Makadosh the Chadoshim in Chutz Laretz, not in Eretz Yisrael. And then they have to send Shluchim to Eretz Yisrael to let them know when they did it. So it's possible they have to keep 2 days Yontif in Eretz Yisrael, even in Yerushalayim. Except that was impossible when there was a Beis HaMikdash. When there's a Beis HaMikdash, then the Mokum is going, you can't be Makadosh Chadosh in the Chutz Laretz. Only when there's no Beis HaMikdash is that a possibility. So therefore, it can never be in the time of the Beis HaMikdash 2 days Yontif, except for Rosh Hashanah, in Eretz Yisrael. But not in the time of the Beis HaMikdash, it was possible to have 2 days Yontif, not in Eretz Yisrael too. In Eretz Yisrael too. Shenu dochem b'tiyoso, lechem aponim tzorchei Shabbosu, shemesalkim v'ochlen also b'Shabbos. Right? The lechem aponim is tzorchei Shabbos. You're going to eat it on Shabbos, the next Shabbos. V'im midoraisa nasim b'yontif b'gvulin midorabonin u'dosser. And if normally you're allowed to cook or bake on yontif for the sake of Shabbos, and it's only osser midorabonin to do it, right? Ha'b'nikdash chayim alon to logozer ashlos. In the Beis HaMikdash, they never made any Shurei Drabonim. So it should be mutter to bake the Lechem Aponim on Yontif for the sake of the next Shabbos. Why is it not Docha Yontif? Now you're asking Lechora, why shouldn't it be mutter? Because there's no Shurei Drabonim in the Mikdash, no Shavuos. Shavuos Krova Shal Yontif Atzmo. Oh, shall also Shabbos Atzma should tzrich lebo b'yom b'nikdash shetiru. They're only matur shvuyos for that day, shvusim, a shvus that's nogeya to that day, like a certain kind of muktzah, right? They were afraid that if you'll carry muktzah, you'll be chmechal Shabbos, that yomtim. So for that they were matur, but a shvus that we're afraid you'll do something the next, that it's okay that you're doing something now for another Shabbos. That they weren't matir. Shvus rechoka, lidcho shvus yontif zeh, b'shvil Shabbos shniyah, to be docha an isur d'rabbonin an yontif, because of something that's going to be 2 Shabboses from now, that they weren't matir. Lo hitziru b'nikdash. Okay, let's go on. So therefore, it's possible that preparing an yontif for the sake of Shabbos is mutter, but in the mikdash, there is a Rabbanan, but it's still also a Rabbanan, that is a Rabbanan still applied in the Mikdash. Mosiv Rav Mori, Shtei Alechem. Now another thing, it's date to eat on Yantif. That's a Shtei Alechem on Shavuos. The Shtei Alechem, right, Einon Necholos Lopachos Mishnayim V'lo Yosar Ashlosha. So sometimes it's eaten the second day after it's baked, and sometimes the third day after it's baked. Takes it. Nefos Erev Yantif. Normally, you bake the Shtei Alechem Erev Yontif, and you eat it on Shavuos. So it's the second day after it's baked. So Necholos LeYontif Shnai. Chol Yontif Lios Achra Shabbos. If Yontif fell after Shabbos, in other words, Shavuos was Sunday, so Erev Shavuos was Shabbos. You couldn't bake it Erev Shavuos on Shabbos. You had to wait till, you had to bake it on Friday. So then it was eaten the third day on Sunday after it was baked. Nechalas l'yantif l'shlosha. L'fisha ena docha lois ha-shabbos v'lois ha-yantif. Right? The baking of the shtei halechem. Right? There are 2 loaves of chametz bread that were brought together with the carbon, the kivsei atzeres. It was special, what's it called, kivosim on Shavuos. They were the only kvasim that were shlomim, that were at shlomei tzibur, right? That were brought from the tzibur, and they were considered kodesh kadoshim, the shlomei tzibur. So the kvasim were brought together with bread. Didn't bring it on the mizbeach because you couldn't bring chametz on the mizbeach. But what you did is you took the kvasim with the bread and you waved them like a lulav, and the kohanim ate the two loaves of bread. That was a special korban, shnei alechem, for shavuos. So it wasn't docha Shabbos or Yontif to bake it on Yontif or to bake it on Shabbos if Shabbos was erev Yontif. You had to bake it b'chol. The Iyamr Sorche Shabbos Nasim B'Yantif, right? And if you hold that you're allowed to bake, what's it called, on Yantif, for the sake of Shabbos, hash to the Shabbos B'Yantif Shari, the Yantif B'Yantif Miboya, why couldn't you bake? Okay, I understand why you can't bake it on Shabbos for the sake of Yantif. But why can't you bake it on Yantif for the sake of Yantif? If you're allowed to bake on Yantif for the sake of a Shabbos, because it's all considered one Kedusha, then why can't you bake on Yontif for the sake of Yontif? Rashi wants to explain what the Kasha is. L'chora, what's the Kasha over here? Right? There's a Tosfos says all Arichas. L'chora, the only things that are mutter on Yontif for the sake of Yontif is things that you're going to eat on Yontif. But you're not going to eat the Shtei Alechem. You can eat the Shtei Alechem, but it's not something that's mutter on Yontif. Because you don't bring korbanos on Yontif, because it's what's it called, it's not your tzorech, it's tzorech gavoa. And even though you're going to be able to eat this, the kohanim would be able to eat it, they're eating the shulchan gavoa. So it's only things that were mutter on Yontif you're allowed to do for Shabbos. But not things that were asur on Yontif. It's not that it's a free for all. But we'll see 1 second Rashi explains how it works. Rashi, ואינו דוחס יום צום הכיפורים, ואפיוסו, דיסורא דאורייסו, דהותו בו אוכל נפש, אבל יונטף הותו בו אוכל נפש, והי אוכל נפש הוא, ואף אגב דאינו צורך ליונטף, הרי צורך לשבס, דהו נמי יונטף, הלכך בעלמא איסו שבוסו, ונקטש לא גוסו, ואף אגב דרחוב, we skip something. Okay, let's go back. Well, the Omar, Mishum Reb Shim ben Askan, Doches Yontif, the Eno Doches Yom Tzom, right? According to Reb Shim ben Askan, Reb Shim Gamliel said in the name of Reb Shim ben Askan, that Lechem Aponim is Doche Yontif. It's just not Doche Yom Kippur. Okay? Maik Lemema, right? The Chora, it is Doche Yontif. Why the Chora is it Doche Yontif? Shvus Rechoka Gosru should be Osir because of Shvus Rechoka. Versus Michael Neymar, the Ha Pligi, Mar Sober Shvus Krove Tiru, Shvus Rechoka Lohi Tiru. Mar Sober Shvus Rechoka Nami Tiru. Now that's the Machlokas in Achanami. One holds that the Issa to Rabbanan of Boba Yom, they were Matzah, but not for a different day. And the other one has no, all Shvusim. Not all, but even Shvusim, that are Shvusim Rechokim, were Mutter in the Mikdash. And therefore, it's Doche Yontif. They didn't make that Issur to Rabbanan, but it's not Doche Yom Kippur. Because Yom Kippur, there's no purpose of, you can't eat it. Rashi, Leilu Doche Yom Tzom HaKippurim B'Athiyoso. You can't bake it on Yom Kippur. If Yom Kippur fell on Friday, you can't bake the Lechem upon him on Yom Kippur. Why do you sue the Raisho? There's no heter b'chlaat to ever cook on Yom Kippur. To the hutter bo ochel nefesh. Aval yontif hutter bo ochel nefesh. V'hai ochel nefesh. The Kohan are going to eat it. The Afagav deinu tzorich li yontif. It's not tzorich for this yontif, because they're not going to eat it till the next Shabbos. How is it tzorich Shabbos? Do we know the yontif? Shabbos is also called yontif. I mean, yontif is also called Shabbos. Hilgach bi'alma isu shvusu. The mikdash will go, so we Afagav the rechokari. So you see that what's it called? This man the Omer holds that Shvus Rechoka they also were matter. Shtei Alechem Haboim Batzeres. Lishlosha V'fishafo Erev Shabbos. So when you have to bake them on Erev Shabbos, if Erev Yontif is Shabbos, then they're eaten on the third day. The Yontif Miboya In Nami Lochosu Hashto Chosu Lebobiyah. Like, why can't you bake the Shtei Alechem on Yontif itself?
even though when you're baking them, they're not fit for eating. Because until you bring the carbon, they're not going to be fit for eating. But Lamaisha, you're going to bring the carbon that day. So you're baking it for later on Yontif. That's how Rashi says that the continues. Something you bake on Yontif for the sake of Shabbos. I'm not going to eat it on Yontif, but I'm going to eat it on a different Yontif, on Shabbos, which is also like Yontif. So that's okay. If that's the case, why can't I bake something on Yontif, which I can't eat now, because I didn't bring the carbon yet, but in a few hours I'm going to bring the carbon, I'll be able to eat it. So it's like baking from Yontif to another Yontif. If you can do it for Shabbos, surely you can do it for Yontif. Why is that worse than baking on Yontif for the sake of tomorrow, which is Shabbos? Why can't you bake on Yontif for the sake of a few hours later? It's not going to be fit for you on Yontif because you ate already. You're going to eat it dafka on Shabbos, and that's mutter min haTorah. El alav shmami noah, ein mutter b'yontif min haTorah, el adaber haroi lo osu shah. You can't cook on Yontif except what you can eat that minute. Not what's going to be later. Tosha said that's impossible. How could you even think of such a thing? Right? And then you can never make anything. Because when you start making it, it's not fit to eat until it's finished cooking. When it's dough, you can't eat it. Right? So you always have to wait till later. So, but that Lechora, Rashi would learn, that's all one process. Even when the process is finished, you're not going to be able to eat it. That's the problem. B'tzorchei Shabbos tamayo mishum hoil d'orchin. Must be that the reason you're allowed to cook on Yontif for the sake of Shabbos is because of hoil, not because it's all one kedusha. Uvaharni lekalamemer hoil, and over here by these l'shtei alechem you can't say hoil. Hoil is only at that moment it could be mutter, but at that moment it can't be mutter because the carbon wasn't born yet. Dahi shaytel ochasi atshishchu to kvasim aleim the yisrok domen. The kibbutz to have the efshel and never me as small will talk the liyontif midit lo chosi vay. And since there's the moment that you're cooking on yontif, baking on yontif, it's not fit for anybody to eat. So you don't say hoel. But if you say the reason is because I can bake today for the sake of tomorrow, because it's all one kedusha, then why can't I bake on yontif for the sake of later on? That's how Rashi learns it. Rab Shimon, lo gan sinim beidenu dochi yom tzom, to my yom tzom, somach latzeres. Right, we're getting yet. Shemora says, shani hasam, no, it's different. Omar kro, lachem, lachem, v'lo legavoa. This is something the Torah prohibits specifically. You can't bake korbanos on yontif, because it says lachem. Only if it's fit for your eating, but not the gavoa. Not if you're doing it the tzorech gavoa. And even though the kohanim are going to eat it, that the ikur is made for the sake of the korban. According to Reb Shimon Gamliel, who says in the name of Reb Shimon Askan that shtei alechem are doche yontif, you could bake it on yontif. You don't have to bake it erev yontif. You could bake it on yontif, right? Michael and Amar, what is he on? The Chorot says, Lachem v'lo the Gavoa. How in the world could you do that? Must be that it's not because of Lachem v'lo the Gavoa. It's because normally it would be Aser because you can't say Hoel. Then it's a raya that you don't say that you can bake from Yontif to Shabbos without Hoel. You have to come on to Hoel. And therefore, it's what's it called? He holds that. That what's it called? Shemora says, Sogolo Kabashom. Domer Lachem, Lachem Velo Lenachrim. He learns Lachem for a different thing. The one who learns Lachem Velo Legavoa learns and includes both baking for Hegdish or for Goyim. And the other one says, no, it only comes to exclude Goyim. But baking for Hegdish is okay. Rashi Kabashom, Mesechet Reb Shimon, Logar Sinem Bey, Veinu Tochi Yom Tzom. We had before that the same thing, Rav Shimon Gamliel, in the name of Rav Shimon ben Askan. And there, we're talking about Lechem Aponim, he said, it's not Doche Yontif, but it's not Doche Yom Kippur. Because it's possible that Yom Kippur will fall on Friday, and you'll have to bake, what's it called, the Lechem Aponim then, and you can't do it, you have to do it Thursday. But Shavuos can never fall on Yom Kippur. Right? You can't have a Yom Kippur the country for Shavuos, that you're going to be baking the Shtei Alechem on Yom Kippur. So it's not, there's no girsa like that. He holds his mutter to bake or cook on Yontif for the sake of kodshim. You're allowed to make korbanos on Yontif. If the korbanos that you eat, you're allowed to make them on Yontif. Okay. Right. So therefore, what was the kasha? Let's just go over this verse quickly. What was the kasha? The kasha was, if you hold that you're allowed, that the reason that it's mutter to cook on Yontif for the sake of Shabbos is not because of holy. It's because Shabbos and Yontif are one kedusha. Then it shouldn't be that it should be also to bake the what's it called, the lechem upon it, the shtei lechem on Yontif for itself. If you can bake on Yontif for the sake of Shabbos, you surely can bake on Yontif even something that's not fit to eat now for a few hours later on Yontif. It's all the same Yontif, just like Shabbos and Yontif for one thing. But if the reason is because of Hoil, then it makes sense. Because when I'm baking that Shtei Alechem, it's not edible. No one's allowed to eat it until you bring the carbon. So there's no Hoil. What, when I'm baking it now, what could be? Right? Who could, what's it called? Who could come and eat it? The guests can't eat it. The Kohanim can't eat it. Nobody can eat it. So therefore, it's not allowed to be baked. The only time you're allowed to bake from Yontif to Shabbos, if guests could come, and conceivably you could use it for Yontif. So therefore, what's it called? Chizda. Rabba, what's it called? Rabba, Esra Chizda, Bechora, how could you hold that we don't say Hoil, and you're not allowed to bake from Yontif to Shabbos? What's it called? Because of Hoel, the reason is because of what's it called U-Hole, the reason is because of what's it called Shabbos and Yom Tov for one, and then you'll be allowed to bake the Lechem upon him, the Shtei Alechem on Yom Tov. What is the answer? No, it's what's it called, there's a special Isser of baking Kodshim on Yom Tov. There you don't say that it's Mutter for the sake, anything you're allowed to do on Yom Tov, you're allowed to do for the sake of the next Shabbos. But something you're not allowed to do on Yontif, you're not allowed to do on Yontif. And baking for the sake of a korban on Yontif is also a pasuk, lochem v'lo v'kavoa. And that, the Gemara says, what are you going to do with Reb Shimon Shita? He holds you are allowed to bake it. What does he hold? Hoil won't work. Right? We're saying now that you can't cook on Yontif for the sake of korban. Why is it mutter? Right? Can't be any reason. Why should it be mutter? He says, no, because he doesn't perish in that pasuk, lochem v'lo v'kavoa. He holds you're allowed to cook on Yomta for the sake of Korbanos. Memela, even though right now you can't eat it, but it's for the sake of a later Yomta. That's okay, just like a later Shabbos. Back with that, that's how he answered. And therefore, it's no problem with Hoel either. Because he holds that you're allowed to bake with Torah Korbanos. It's mutter. You don't have to come on to Hoel. It's mutter right now to bake for the sake of a Korban. That's called. So you're tzrachim. It's not just that the Kohanim are going to eat it. For the sake of a korban, it's mutter. We're not the mayit gavoa for what's it called for Yisra Malacha of Yom Tov. So it works out according to everybody.